Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, that's the show where we talk about the Apple things, the one that we always mention on Thursday and say, well, this is not the Mac Show. We don't talk Apple on this one. This is the Mac Show. This is where we talk Apple. And yeah, I am your interim host, so I don't even know who that would be in Apple history, because Jeff Gammett is clearly Steve Jobs, so I don't know who I am then. Either way, I have a really cool panel with you. My name is Patrice. I don't know if I mentioned that. I have a really cool panel with me. Jeff is unfortunately out with some family business. Oh, that sounds sinister. Family business. Oh. But I have a really cool family. I have a really cool family with me. Kind of feels like it if you think about it. We spend so much time with each other every week. It kind of feels like family. So starting off with the dad of the family, Chuck, how are you doing?
Where did that come from?
I don't
Wait
know,
a
it's
minute.
just my brain, just ladies and gentlemen, my brain.
I'm somewhere between complimented and insulted. I'm not
And
sure which,
scared.
Patrice, but hey, we'll go with it. Thanks. It's always good to be here.
How are things in your neck of the woods?
Listen, just crazy, crazy busy. But I,
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's I, I'd rather have it that way than be bored.
Yes.
So,
Yes. Yeah.
it's good. And we're looking at some significant snow coming this weekend, so we shall see.
Yeah, isn't that always the same? It's like when it's really, really busy, you sometimes get that thought of, oh, sometimes I just wish I wouldn't have one escalation, one thing after another, and just have quiet for 5 minutes. And then you think about it and you're like, but no, that would be boring. Speaking of not boring, we have, I don't know, who would, if Chuck is the dad, who are you? Dave, I don't know, can think about it. The uncle that buys all the awesome
Uncle,
tech
that's good.
gadgets, right? That's you. That has everything in arms reach. That's
I
you. How are
do.
you doing?
Well, I'm at work, so I don't
You have simply
things
other
here.
gadgets in arms reach, right?
I'm doing great. It's Friday, glad that it's almost the weekend here, and keeping very busy like Chuck. It's this time of year, especially in the insurance business, it's it
Oh,
busy, starting to talk about goals for the year and all that fun stuff. And we have a big party coming up a week from today,
Ooh.
so it's to celebrate how our great successes and what we're how we're going to be doing better.
Making more money. Right?
That's
That's the
right.
goal. That's always the goal. No, good to have you here, and yeah,
Yeah, thanks.
definitely. I think that's for most companies. If Unless you're working solo or a really small company, I think most companies right around this time of the year, they're doing their yearly reviews and planning
Yes.
for the year and employee talks and salary raises and whatever, all of that corporate stuff, right? So yeah, I'm no exception. I'm doing that as well. Anyway, yeah, Mac Show. We have some stuff to talk about. Don't even know where I want to start. Maybe we'll start with the first anniversary that happened. I think, was it yesterday?
It's
February
February
6th?
third.
3rd. Okay, so it was Monday then. First anniversary of the Vision Pro turns 1 year. It feels like it's been longer than that, to be honest,
Yeah,
as
it
someone
does.
who's had one for 6 months. It really feels like it's been longer. They've like What are your thoughts? 1 year in, you got it pretty early on, right? Actually,
No, I
no,
got
you
it.
didn't. You got it
Oh, I got
later.
it after you. Yeah,
That's true. Yeah, I remember.
it's been fun. As a lot of people say, a bit of a work in progress, but I'm happy I was able to get one and try it out and get a lot of good experiences on it. And I was hoping that they continue on exploring all the software that's available. We talked about this last night about what was it, the being able to watch Netflix on it. And I had so for the show yesterday, I did try it, and it's using an app called Supercut. It's a streaming hub app, and I love starting to how we're starting to see some more of those kinds of technologies, because that app also allows it to be put into theater mode, so it zooms in right at you. So because why Netflix doesn't want to spend the time to put it on to create their own app. Same thing with YouTube. So, but that app uses both Prime Video and Netflix, and it was an amazing experience, and probably the biggest TV you're ever going to get, because you can go from the balcony all the way to the full screen sitting in the front row. So, but that's just one example of many things that it can do, and I've been finding things that it can do, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, and just hoping to see more this year and see where things go. With all the rumors of a new one coming on, I mean, I don't know how Apple Intelligence is going to go with it. I don't think they'll probably ever release it in this current iteration of Vision Pro. I hope they do, just so we could try it.
It's some
But
limited fashion, probably, yeah.
yeah, that would have some limitations, maybe. That's what, because that's what an eight it was at the A2 processor. So,
Oh, M2.
M2, excuse me.
M2, yes, not A.
Yeah,
A2. A2 would be wow.
yeah, they're really slow. The
Which
M2
iPhone was
processor,
that?
yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago.
But I think the M2 processor is still pretty gosh darn good processor. I can't imagine why they wouldn't do it, other than they're trying to get people to upgrade, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's I'm with you. Like, there's a lot of there's edges, there's like edges and stuff that is not great or that can be improved. I think we're all clearly seeing that. There's a lot of potential as well, as you said. Like, Apple Intelligence is just one area, but I also like, if you look back a year and you think about, I mean, the hardware clearly hasn't changed, right? Because it's a little bit the same thing. Like, if you buy one today, it's, I mean, who knows? Maybe they did some internal fixes and tweaks that we don't see, but other than like in the production, that it's, I don't know, doesn't have certain production flaws. But overall, it's literally the same device that you bought could buy a year ago. But the software has, I would say, significantly changed since like version one release. The personas especially have massively improved, but overall the entire like the pass through is, I mean, they have that running gag with every this joke with every OS release, because if you look at Reddit, every OS release, every beta, there's like, oh, pass through is clearer and Safari is snappier, and we always added a, and the device is now 100 grams lighter because, or what's that, like quarter pound, something like that, I don't know, half a pound, no, that's not true. Quarter pound was about right. Lighter, like with every release. So, because of course that's a ridiculous thing to say. Oh yeah, the pass through is clearer and Safari snappier. But it has, by on all fronts, Vision OS 2 especially, but even since 2.0 release, there's been a lot of small step-by-step improvements. Nothing major, nothing too flashy, but step by step, improving pass through, improving responsivity, whatever. Yeah, so you know what I mean. My brain just went dumb. Yeah, but next, a lot of small API, extra APIs that developers got, and so on. And I hope that continues. It's a
I
small
agree.
team. There was an interesting, and I kind of want to pivot away from the 1 year. There was an interesting article from MacRumors last week, I think, about, or early, yeah, last week, about Apple supposedly canceling Mac-connected AR glasses. And people are like, oh, so AR glasses are not coming, and blah, 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 and all of that. And I found that interesting because my take on this was completely different. But I don't know, Chuck. When you saw that, what did you think?
You know what? I get so tired of these things that they canceled an unannounced project. What? I mean, so was it ever a thing? It seems like, oh, don't we have enough news to and I
No,
and I
apparently
yes I am
not.
sound yes I'm sounding grumpy, but this thing of everybody trying to outguess Apple as to what the next thing or what the next project is, analyzes supply chains, and I mean that's the analyzation of the supply chains. Okay, that is maybe Borderline informed speculation. But, you
Borderline.
know, the rest of the stuff, yeah. Okay, so a version of a possible AR glasses project may have been canceled. What's wrong with that sentence? So I still am waiting. I've only seen one example, and I saw it at CES this year, of a set of glasses that actually put some what could potentially be valuable information inside my field of vision. And they were a company, and I'd have to go back and look it up because it's not a name you would know. But they had they were they could do translations, and they were pretty darn good, and also driving directions. And the other thing, and my nemesis Allison Sheridan took a picture of me while I was doing it, but the only way I can describe it is this, that if I'm looking the way I am now, that you would get a little text here. But if I tilt it up and looked up just a little bit, you get a much bigger display of what of those directions. And it's like, okay, I could actually see this being very, both of these being very useful.
Absolutely.
I have yet to see an AR glasses thing that I don't need to see the weather in my glasses. I can take my glasses off and see the weather. I
Really?
don't think I, yeah, I mean, I'm
Do
really
you
not
go
at the point I,
outside?
yeah, well, thanks, yeah, thanks.
I
Yeah, I don't know
don't
that you need to have the stock price or
know.
the temperature. So I think at times some of this is they're looking for ways to make them appealing. And there are some things out there. We're just not there yet. So, if Apple decides to, pivot a little bit and focus more of their resources somewhere else, doesn't mean they couldn't start that right back up next week if somebody had a great idea.
I mean,
So.
to be fair, the what is it, the Ray-Bans from Meta, they're kind of like that. I mean, Google Glass was kind of like that if you really think about it. Even the Vision Pro is, I mean, and Dave probably knows that or can attest to that. The Vision Pro is AR glasses. They're not as small as your current what you're currently wearing, Chuck, but they are AR glasses and they're showing stuff in your field of vision. And there's a million use cases already for it, and there's probably a billion more that we haven't even discovered yet. So that is 100%, and it's not about showing the weather or notifications or whatever. That's really not it, because that you have on your phone. No, it's about, I don't know, you're looking for something in a supermarket, and it just shows you where to go. I think Walmart did that, if I remember correctly, or one of the U.S. supermarket chains did that. Like literally, you say, "I need, where is the whatever? Where's the cat food?" And it literally just puts the markers on the floor, how to get there, and exactly where it is on the shelf, and whatever. And that is useful for sure. And this probably, and that's a silly example. I mean, this is probably driving direction is the other one that you hear. All of those are really silly examples, but those are kind of things where you see, yeah, that's actually quite helpful to have if you for someone. I mean, could you do it without? Yeah, sure, but it's nice. But my point about this AR glasses cancellation thing is more about, I don't think it means what people think it means. Like, I'm not even sure this was an independent product. It could be. I mean, we know historically that when Apple developed the iPhone, when Apple developed, I think, even the iPad back in the day, those were kind of tethered devices to either, like, tethered to a Mac at the beginning. Was this a display, like a touch display tethered to a Mac? I think with the Apple Watch, the same, as far as I remember. And this could literally just be, this was the test bed that they worked on the software for the Vision Pro for and on the AR stuff. And that's why it was tethered to a Mac. It was never about working with a Mac together. It was literally, this was our development platform that we could develop the software with without having the real hardware with us. And now that they have released it, and now they've, I think, settled on how things are working, they're like, we don't need it anymore. So let's just shut it down. We don't need it, and move on with the thing we're working on.
I was in the, I finally was able to shop at an Amazon Fresh store and got very similar technology. And my wife's like, oh, I just want to get the cart, go get the food and then check out. No, I don't know. I want to So, because they have their, I don't know if you've been to one, but they have their shopping carts that has the scale built into it. You've got the screen up at the handle, and you just scan your device and put it in, and it was really cool. I mean, it took a little getting used to it and just finding everything. Just around the store, but the nice thing is you just jet right out, and it scans as you go past and knows you paid for everything, and on you went, and on you go. So, similar to that technology, with what you were describing, I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I mean it's more about the principle. It is about that's what augmented reality means, right? It is enhancing our reality with useful information, with useful things, but connected to the real life. A notification or the weather is not really not even connected to real life, connected to reality. The weather is real, but the info that you get is not connected to your reality. You could, I mean, I can have the weather here and look at it on my normal screen. That's not really useful. But to, as I said, to basically say, I don't know, I've seen like airplane mechanics using it for showing how, like repair manuals basically, and showing, okay, I think, didn't even Apple use that? I think for the Mac Pro, the new design, they had, and with the, I remember with the iPad, they had like an AR thing with the iPad repair manual. We could go around basically the device you're repairing, and it would show you how to disassemble it and so on. Things like that, I think, are like where this is, like where it's like it shows you on the real thing what you have to do, what's the next step, and so on, and it follows that what you're doing. So I think there's something to that.
Patrice, look, I don't, and I'm not intending to be a naysayer because, funny thing is, when David was talking about the checking out, I was at the grocery store just last night, and it occurred to me that there's one human checker in the store. Everything else is, do it yourself, scan the QR codes or the, sorry, the barcodes, and walk out. And you know what? I mean, does it take jobs? I know we've heard that argument plenty of times, but it also is a lot easier just to go and do that with one other person hanging around just in case, you have a problem with something. So, that reduces friction right there. And yeah, if I could do what David just talked about, I think there's one grocery store here near here that will let you do the I don't. I have not done it because I usually don't go there, but they let you pay basically in the cart as you put things in, and then it gets checked in some fashion on the way out the door. But there are a lot of possibilities here that I could get excited about. You mentioned the Meta glasses, and I don't think they offer translation. I could be wrong about
I
that.
don't think so, yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't believe. So when that happens, maybe. Otherwise, the ability to take pictures of things or take video, I have not tried it. I've seen some. The things I would like to ask someone who has used it, and I have not seen it addressed anywhere, is okay. Think about when you try to take video with the iPhone. How shaky it is, how jerky it is. I mean, if you're taking video from my glasses, what I'm seeing, I look over there, I look over there, down here. Well, that's completely reasonable, but at the end product is going to be, nauseating. So.
I've seen someone with his Vision Pro sharing his view go to the door because there was someone at the door and like pick up a delivery or something. That was super shaky. Like it was hard to watch at times because yeah, people are moving around and up and down, the head is going all the way, whatever. And I mean your brain, your eyes and your brain compensate for that, so you don't notice. But if you're watching that through a screen, or in our case even through the Vision Pro, multiple screens, that gets really bad.
Yeah.
So
And
yes.
look, there's a lot that can be done with stabilization of video, and a lot of it is
To
being
some
done right
extent,
now,
yes.
on your phone. But to your point, Patrice, to some extent.
Yeah, if I shake my
So,
head like that, then it doesn't matter.
yeah, I mean, frankly, you're going to need a much larger sensor and a greater resolution to then be able to reduce that shake and cut it down to just, instead of seeing everything out here, what I'm really looking at is right. Oh shoot! I just triggered my. I just triggered my camera. But yeah, to narrow it down so that you can see it, and actually utilize that. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I'm going to be walking around, like, you know, trying to just do gentle little pans.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is not supernatural for people. I mean, it's kind of, you can do that for a couple of seconds and then your neck gets stiff, especially if you're a little bit older. So
yeah, that well that's going to just last 10 minutes just because it's, you're going to be distracted by something and react the way you normally would, and then the video is blown.
You, 10 minutes? You mean like 5 seconds? 2 seconds?
Well, okay, yeah.
It's like, oh, squirrel.
Good point, yeah. Good point. Yeah. There, the video, back the way it should be.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, to close out this topic, I think either way, even if this is a completely separate thing and Apple shut it down, it doesn't mean anything because Apple is trying a million and one things, and some things pan out and some things don't. We're pretty sure that Apple is gonna drive in the direction that everybody else is and go towards AR glasses of some sort, however they're going to look like and whatever the technology is going to end up being in a couple of years' time. But that seems to be the trend. I mean, we've heard even from people internally that that's kind of what they were always thinking about going towards. So it's, I don't think this thing at all matters. Like, it's just, yeah, okay. The tethered version to a Mac got shut down. The project itself is probably just moved on and alive and just kicking. Because that's, if you really look at the Vision Pro, that's the direction. Like, it's not hard to guess that.
Yes, yeah. I would like to throw in just, you know, mm-hmm. when you see these kind of things, okay, if you want to support the clickbait, go ahead and click it. But when you see anything, when you say maybe, might, or could in a headline, mm-hmm. just skip it right there.
Yes.
Just skip it right there because it is unconfirmed. It is based on somebody thinking or saying something mm-hmm. that is not confirmed. And frankly, I just think you're wasting time.
Well, we just wasted, I don't know, 10 minutes talking about
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Get off my lawn.
Okay, speaking of, I don't know, wasting things? No, Apple Care prices have increased as of this week, I think. For the iPhone specifically. So for the iPhone 16 models specifically. So the newer models. New prices are $10.49 per month. So basically 50 cents more. Wow. is there a story here, or is that literally just like, well, stuff got more expensive?
I think the biggest part of the story is they're going to no longer allow you to buy the whole 3-year plan at an Apple mm-hmm. at an Apple anymore. You're going to be able to do it online, mm-hmm. but Apple's obviously pushing subscriptions. I mean, their services was up 21% in the last quarter.
Service revenue.
Services are just going like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. But you do the math on the monthly fees, it is what you're paying for more money for it in the long run mm-hmm. because they're going to inflate the monthly cost. But I'm not surprised. Apple is trying to just to maximize every piece of profit mm-hmm. they can get out of it. As Apple products that we all own, I mean, I pretty much buy Apple Care on most things. I mean, even on AirPods, my AirPods Pro had mm-hmm. Failed, and then they replaced the case because it would always say it's not connected. Yeah. So things like that, and it would have cost me probably $120 just to get a new case. So. Mm-hmm. But it's worth it. But yeah, I guess it's just, you know, a lot of these sites are making more of it than it really is. I mean, it's just, okay, 50 cents a month on an iPhone. It is what it is. It's a no-brainer to have an Apple Care on your iPhone. There's no question about it.
I mean,
anyway.
For you, yeah. I mean, I think that's everybody's decision, whether it's worth it or not. Some people say yes, some people say no. Like, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. What I'm wondering is that, like, what's the reason for the 50 cent increase? Is it just, it's time? Is it
maybe
more, like, I don't know, we're paying more, there's more incidents, whatever, they're more costly. Inflation, like, I don't know, Chuck, any thoughts on that one?
Can you name something that's gone down in price in the last year?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I
NVIDIA stock. I don't know.
Okay, fair point. Fair point.
It did split, and whoever had it made some big money on that time.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, Patrice. You know, at some point, I think there has to be a little bit of an adjustment. I don't. If you said it, I missed it, and I don't recall seeing it in the article when the last price increase was.
Long time
this,
ago.
Yeah, exactly. A long time ago. So this edges it up a little bit. And when you start, like any good insurance, you know, when you start edging up the price just a little bit, it protects you, protects the companies providing the service from those bigger hits. I mean, I've been paying AppleCare on my phone for years, and I have yet to make a claim on that. And I should not have said that, because then, you know, what'll happen. But you know, that's the way I see it. As I'm not too worried about just a couple extra cents, because it just sort of goes with the territory.
Yeah.
And as long as I can still get it on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the point. I mean, it's just you can still get it, and I think it's also, I mean, Apple. It's not just the price increase, as they've said. Apple's taking away the 2 or 3 year plan. I think that makes sense, because I think it was a 2 year plan, because that was always a bit of a problem for Apple. I mean, one, they had now two options. Like, you can either buy it outright, or you can pay monthly. So that was anyway already a little bit of, how do I decide which one I want? And then the problem, like, if you go with the 2 year plan, it was always, okay, 2 years are up, now what? Do I buy another 2 years? Do I switch to monthly? Like, it gets a little bit messy, and just having a month to month, and you just cancel it when you're done. I mean, however long you want it for the phone you have, you pay for it. And when you're done, you're done. You say, okay, don't need it anymore. I don't want it. I don't know. It could be a year and a half. It could be 3 years. If you're crazy enough to pay for it for 5 years, hey, Apple is not going to complain. I don't know if there's a limit how long you can keep it. I guess at some point it's not worth it, but it's just easier that way. Is that you just cancel it when you don't need it anymore, when you sell it, when you whatever. I mean, that was the other part. You buy a 2 year plan, you sell the phone after a year. Then what? You have to go back to Apple and say, hey, I want my year back. Which, well, you could, but it's extra work for them and extra work for you.
Right. Yep. And at one point, I think you could transfer your Apple Care.
Yes.
Like if I sold my phone to Patrice, but you know, I could I could put then remaining
yes. You can call
year in.
Yeah, I've done it. Yes. Yeah, you could do that. That's true. You could call instead of canceling it, you could also just tell them, hey, transfer it to the new owner, basically.
Right.
Like Chuck and ours case, we're both on the trading program every year, so it's just included. We pay it monthly, and then that's a done deal. But there, in the past, I've purchased an iPhone and bought the Apple Care, and there was still some left. And then I would just either I would sell it or trade it in. A lot of times I would go to a trade-in service, and then you can reach out to Apple, and they'll refund you whatever was left of it once you no longer own it.
Yeah, exactly. But as I said, that was a lot of effort. You had to call and all of that. And
right.
You just cancel it, and the new person. Actually, that's a good question. The new person wouldn't be able to sign up for it, because it's after the 2 year, after the, what is it, 60 days period. That is actually an interesting question. What happens?
Yeah.
Can't.
In the chat room, the third says, don't think people will pay after the 2 years and take the risk on the extra year. But if paying monthly will continue until you get a new phone, extra year of income, most people keep a phone 3 years.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And so
totally.
You know, yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Sorry, Dave, go.
No, go ahead.
Well, just real quick, before somebody, you know, sends in an email and says, well, you and Dave are on the subscription plan, on the trade-in plan, so you're not paying for it. Yes, we are. And, you know, yes, okay, it is a sort of a subscription plan with an expiration date. Nothing says we have to take the subscription Oh boy. Nothing says we have to do the trade-in, next year. So for when 2025, when the 20 new 2025 model comes out, Dave and I don't have to purchase it. We can just continue to pay off our existing iPhone with the AppleCare included.
And then after
But,
2 years, it's yours.
right. But we have paid AppleCare as part of that deal the whole way along the way. Then it's going to be up to me as to whether I decide I want to have that or not.
In some years, I always offer my iPhone to my sister-in-law because she doesn't want to buy a new phone. She's bought my 12 and now my 15 Pro Max. And so I just sell it to her, and I pay off the Citizens loan, and it's paid off. And then she still has whatever is remaining on the AppleCare. And I was also going to bring an example. It's happening on my MacBook Pro. I have an M1 Pro, 16-inch MacBook Pro, and it still works great. And I'm not just ready just yet. I mean, I've already spent so much on two Mac Minis and a MacBook Air that I'm talking to you on right now. So I think I'm good for a while. But it comes up in the system settings that tells you that you can renew this for another year for $149.99. And I might do it just because I like that peace of mind, because there's things that happened to that laptop in the past, and I want it. It's still an expensive laptop, regardless if it's four, three over 3 years old. So, but it's still well worth it. I think it's a really gosh darn good Mac for sure. So I'm probably gonna I'm waiting. They give you up to 45 days, so I just wait till the last minute and then do it. But I could do it monthly too. But then again, you do the math. It's another $30 more a year than just paying it up for the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, Apple is smart like that.
I'm glad they do it, because a lot, you don't see that happening with Dell or Lenovo, giving it that, making it easy
Make it
like
that
that.
easy. That's true. No, Apple, I'm sorry, Lenovo and Dell do offer that, but it's not
Yeah, they
that
offer
easy.
it, but they don't make it as easy, I think, with
No,
Apple.
they
So.
don't.
And their support sucks too, but Dell.
Well, that's true. Speaking of easy, there's a new easy app that Apple just launched, the Invites app. Did anybody try that?
I
Because
did.
I haven't.
I
Haven't had
did.
time.
Not yet.
Okay, so Dave, t enlighten us. What is it about,
Gonna
and
bring it up
what's
to
your
remind me.
opinion?
I don't know if probably not gonna see my screen, but
Yeah, a little bit.
the flashing. There you go. That I created a Super Bowl party invitation. And I used the playground to create the image, which you can do. And you're able to really kind of fun with it. You're adding the background, event title and location. You're the host. You can do a shared album and a shared playlist for music for the invite as well, which is kind of cool. The other thing is it'll work with anybody with an iPhone. They do have to download the Invites app in the case of an iPhone. There is some workaround way that Android user, you if you invite it to them, that they can see it on the web. So
Oh,
there are there.
nice.
So, which is good. It's kind of a kind of, we talked about this as well, that you're able to actually go on. And I was going to try it on my Android Pixel 8, but I didn't have time to do it. But I think overall, it's pretty robust. They already sent a dot one update to the app, so there was obviously the bug right away. So,
Okay.
but I think it's something fun. Now we talk about sites like Evite and some of those invitation sites, which I'm always very leery of, because they're harvesting your data and such, where we know Apple's protecting us with our data, is keeping it encrypted. So, but yeah, overall, I think it's a cool thing. I like to play with it a little more to get a full out
I
review.
mean,
But the image playground is kind of fun. I think it's a fun way to. I know it's not the best, but for.
it might be the first legitimate use case for Image Playground, to be honest.
But for those non-Apple geeks like us, they think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I said I've only seen the news article, so I've not had time for that.
Yeah, sure.
But like, what I really liked about the approach is it's a very Apple approach. I mean, a
It
lot
is.
of sites do the invite part. That's let's say the easy part in air quotes. It's like that a lot of services like Calendly and even and Doodle and whatever. There's a lot of them. But the Apple goes kind of in, because they have their ecosystem, goes a little bit beyond and says like, hey, I mean, like you get the weather app is included, photos is included, so you can share the memories from the event. I think they add, I think even Apple Music and stuff like that to it. So you kind of tie it, maps, I forgot, yeah, maps, of course, if you have a location and stuff like that. So it kind of ties everything together, gives people also, like, if you plan, like, a, let's say, an in-person event somewhere, it's like, hey, like, this is the location, this is the address, here's the map for it, and here's the weather, what it's gonna be like. Like, I don't know, bring your umbrella because it's gonna rain or whatever. So, yeah, it's, like I said, it's a really, it's a cool idea. It's something that definitely was missing. Only slight downside, maybe. You need iCloud Plus. So it's a subscription service, or it's part of the iCloud Plus subscription if you have it, if you have Apple One, whatever, where iCloud Plus is included, then you get it basically for free. If you don't have it, it's the, I think it's the 99 cents per month for the smallest plan, which was, I
Right,
think,
that's the
50
thing. Yeah,
gigs
you're
of
right.
storage.
Right, 50 for the US, yeah, 99 cents.
Yeah, per
Yeah,
month.
you do have to have iCloud Plus in order for
Yes.
this to fully work. Yeah.
The question is, does everybody need iCloud Plus or only the person who sets it up, the
The
invitee?
person who sent it,
Okay,
yeah.
good. So that's at least that. I mean, so it's like you could buy it and then your family doesn't really, or your whatever relatives don't really have to have it, and it still works. Yeah, still. Requires, of course, I was 18 or later. So if you're whatever, your aunt has an old iPhone 4 with like a really old version, yeah, sorry, that's not gonna work.
Oh my gosh, there's a many of them out there still.
Yeah. Chuck, your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I guess I have a question because I can't think of anything else. Is this the first step other than just raw storage for iCloud Plus? Is this the first thing we've seen that is iCloud specific that requires iCloud? I can't
There
think of
is,
any other service.
yeah, there is the, but it's kind of service. It's not a service. It's the, what's it called? Private Relay.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
not a service. It's not
okay.
an app that you would use. It's kind of more a security thing in the background that probably we are the only ones caring about. So
Right.
this, it's definitely the first major feature that really is bigger than that.
Okay, so is this the first step in Apple, or other than the one Patrice just mentioned, is this the first step in Apple starting to introduce some Apple branded services that require iCloud? And if so, it feels like there's an opportunity here. I kind of hope this is the case because we talk so much about security and privacy on all of our shows, and it seems to be pretty much agreed upon, and somebody will argue with me, and that's fine, that we trust more Apple more than pretty much anybody else. And that's the way I feel about some of the other invitation services. And I'm not picking on anyone, but so many of them, if I'm going to email you too and invite you to my Super Bowl party, basically, most of them want me to give them your addresses so they can distribute the email. Now, there's one service I use, I can't speak for the others, that I've used in the past that will give me a link to what it is I'm sending you. So I never have to give you, or pardon me, I never have to give them your email addresses. But most of the invitation services want your email addresses. And that feels suspiciously like, some possible data harvesting, sort of like Facebook and some others. Can we have access to your address book?
Oh
No.
yeah, please. Yes, upload all your addresses to us, please.
I say
Yeah,
no
so
all the time. Yeah, exactly. So if this were something that Apple were doing, and Dave, you've tried it, so I haven't. So do they give you an option to get a generic link that you could send to anyone outside of the system, or do they require you to do it inside? I believe it's inside. I haven't tried, so I don't want to give it inaccurate information, but I believe it's inside. It does. I'm logging into iCloud on Mac right for the first time, looking at the interface here, and it does have it's part of the apps list on iCloud.com. So, but yeah, I don't. I'm not sure about that answer, but you are able to go into iCloud settings and check off if you want email notifications for what you're hosting or what you're invited to. We'll give you notifications, which is kind of cool. But you have to opt in, that they don't just force it right away. So that's kind of cool. And you actually can cre you can actually can create the in using invites right on the web in the browser. So it's basically the same thing. You don't even have to use your iPhone to do that.
Right. So
To your
now,
point, sorry.
well, just I mean, I guess the whole point is here, Apple has done this and they're doing it inside our beloved walled garden. And
Of
so
course.
I feel a lot better sharing the information, your email addresses with Apple than I do with some of the others. And if you think about that as one of the reasons of for being of invites, and is this something now that they can take and do other things with where security might be important to me? Yeah, and yes, it doesn't give full functionality cross-platform for Android or other systems, but it gives enough functionality.
No, I could, I
So.
mean, to your point of maybe this is the first step in like iCloud. I mean, it's not as if Apple hasn't released other apps. Like the sports app, we have news, we've had a lot of in the, let's say, wider Apple services ecosystem, more apps. But I think where you're right is there is potential in anything that's connected to iCloud, like mail, like calendar, like contacts, even like iCloud Drive, why not? Like I think there's potential for extra services that you get with a subscription, or you even like maybe there's extra subscription tiers in the future. It's like, okay, especially Apple Intelligence, I can totally see that. They say, hey, if you want to have whatever really fancy email with AI stuff on top of what we're already getting with your iPhone currently, if you want to have, I don't know, something really crazy with your contacts, or I don't know what else you could come up with. You need iCloud Plus, or you need maybe even a higher tier of iCloud Plus, where it's like it's not just a base layer, but you need like the iCloud Plus Pro Max version or whatever it's called. Like,
Yeah, I
and why
don't
not?
think they have that. I think App iCloud Plus is it's at one level, as far as I remember. If I so they aren't going to have a higher tier of iCloud Plus. It's
Not
all
yet, but who
not yet,
knows?
but
Not yet. They
yeah,
could. I mean, with
they need
Apple One,
more.
you kind of have that, right? It's there's different tiers, and you get different services with it. And they could. I mean, for me, the question just becomes, doesn't that get confusing with Apple One, right? Because it's
It
like you have
does.
multiple tiers of iCloud, you have multiple tiers of Apple One. Like that might be confusing.
I hope they just keep it as it is, because when it's easy to explain to people and to use the service, you have iCloud Plus. That means you get everything that's in iCloud Plus. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And
Well,
if tiers, I don't
kind of,
know.
because there's still different storage tiers, for example, that
The
you
storage
get.
tiers, yes,
Yeah,
because you can
so
add the up to what is it, 12 gigs or
twelve
something like that.
terabytes?
12 terabytes. Sorry,
Yeah, something like
12.
that.
Right? Yeah, something like that. You can add an additional.
But
Have
it's that
more
like
support. Yeah, too. Yeah.
the point is more, I think there is, like to Chuck's point, there is potential in the other services. I mean, it is about iCloud. Like this is why this is connected to iCloud, because it's about your calendar, right? But yeah, I think there is potential. But now, Apple, before we do that, I would like to have a contacts app on the Vision Pro, because that is annoying
Yeah,
as hell to not have it.
it is. And don't even get me started on the App Store.
Or maps.
In maps, yeah.
Maps, news, a lot of the Apple apps. Wow. Anyway,
You know, the iCloud tier discussion is interesting, because I'm with Dave that there is the possibility of a lot of confusion. But on the other hand, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing certain packages offered that as basic packages, and then maybe you can add things ad hoc. Somebody's going to say, well, that gets really confusing. But you know, yeah, if you give me a value add bundle, you know, or if you've let me subscribe, well, look, right now I can subscribe to Apple Music separately. I can subscribe to my increased iCloud separately, or and I can't iCloud storage package separately. But if I get the Apple One bundle, then I get all these other things too. And again, at a price less than if I pick them up individually. So I like the idea of being able to do both. I don't know how much of a burden that puts on the back end, and whether some people find it confusing because they're trying to figure out what's my best deal. If I don't use Apple TV Plus, do I really want to pay for a bundle that includes it? Right now, you don't have to. You can just buy everything else a la carte. So, but it feels like this could potentially be the first step in incenting people to buy different packages because things are included. And I like that idea from a business services perspective. I love this because it's going to encourage people to subscribe to things to get into the Apple ecosystem where they're much safer than they are other places.
And your Apple shares will also appreciate it.
Well, there is that. So,
I'm just kidding.
yeah, thanks for the full disclosure there, Patrice.
No, I mean that's not. I mean it's not mutually exclusive, right? I mean I also have shared. Like it's fine. I mean, it makes sense from a, it makes sense from a, let's say, user-centric perspective. It's, I think, good for the users. It's good for people using Apple. I think we all believe that Apple has probably the best package right now in the market. But it's also good for the business. Like, I mean, that you can have both. Why not?
Yeah. Well, we want Apple. Look, we wouldn't be here doing the Mac Show if we didn't want Apple to succeed because we like their products and we want this to see them, not just anyone, but them develop more and better products
Better, especially.
because of the philosophy behind it, as opposed to some other companies that whose names come up frequently here. So.
Microsoft. All right. Speaking of, we should talk about our chat, because I've been posting a lot of things in the chat, a lot of links, and we have the third, as we mentioned earlier, Bob Beach in the chat, having a really good discussion with us as well about this whole iCloud Plus squared. I really like that name. The sports app was actually mentioned, like stuff like that. So we have a really cool chat, and the chat is available when we're recording this live, when we're streaming this live. So if you head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com when we are recording, you can watch us live, see how the sausage is made, get all the offhand comments that don't make it into the real show. We don't do a pre or post show like other shows do, so you only get it when you're watching this live. And we record the Mac Show Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time. Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time. Point. That's the point. Wherever that is in your time zone, you have to figure out yourself, right? Or Mars or wherever. Wherever you're watching it. And then you just head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com. There's the live video and there's the chat right next to it. It's super easy, no registration required. It's literally just, it generates a name for you, which is sometimes really funny. I would have to scroll up to see. There was an elated Turing, for example. There's actually a suspicious nether joint, and it's really funny. But you can change it. Just there's a button up top, purple button, tap it, click it, change name, change your name, done. Like it's super easy. So yeah, highly recommend that. But if you don't want to watch it live, no hard feelings. Like we record it, we post it on the website, totally fine. We like have it all the places available you want to watch it from, and hopefully. And you can still get a chat transcript at least. Of course, live chat doesn't work that way. Time travel hasn't been invented yet, but we have a transcript on our website. And all you do is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, tell or click in the lovely calendar that pops up a date. And if you pick today's date, which would be February 7th, 2025, then you would see everything that we talked about today, like, for example, the cool things that are now coming up. And speaking of, let's start with Chuck. What's your cool thing?
My cool thing, let me throw it in the chat here. This is something that I saw at CES that really just kind of blew me away. Nextbase make dash cams, and they make some very sophisticated and very expensive dash cams. They just released the Nextbase Pico in two different versions, a 1K version and a 2K version. The link I threw in the chat was for the 1K version at 99 cents. 99 cents, $99,
Wow,
$99.99.
99 cents
Sorry.
must be nice.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. But this has a number of their higher end features baked in, maybe in the little bit lighter versions, but it's super affordable. And I can't tell you, I have a Nextbase dash cam. I've tried others and they always are disappointing. And Nextbase just keeps coming out with these really interesting features. One of the cool things that they're experimenting with right now, and there's an interview on Mac Voices that was just published showing this, that they are adding the ability to put in overlays onto your recording, the recordings, once they get dumped over to your iPhone, so that not only would you just have the recorded video, but now you can have telemetry, you can have indications of when you're braking, how you're braking. And even speedometer, there's a speedometer put up so that you can see, when you're just how fast you're accelerating or traveling. So they keep doing interesting things, and not just feature bloat, but things that potentially are useful. So I would tell anybody, go and get a dash cam, because outside of the tech part, it's protecting you. And not only is it fun, it's protecting you from mistakes that other people may make, because now you have a record of it, recorded right there. And Nextbase, I've a lot of other great dash cams out there, taking nothing away from them, but the Nextbase folks really are terrific. So for basically $100, you can have a 1080p camera in your car or truck, by in a couple of days, because the link I gave you was an Amazon link, so they're available now. But yeah, and if you decide you want more, you can step up, because they have, front and rear facing cameras. They have cameras that will include the cabin as well as the back window. They have some really more sophisticated features for people that might be feel that they're at higher risk when they're out driving.
Like Uber
So,
drivers, for example.
well, Uber drivers, or people that are concerned about being pulled over by the police or pulled over by
Oh
anyone.
yeah, good point.
So, by all means, go check it out. It's a
Yes.
it's quite an impressive feature set. It's just a matter of which ones apply to you.
And how much you want to pay.
Well,
Maybe a
there's
little bit.
that.
No, it's a
But you're gonna,
balance, right? It always.
yeah, it has to be. So,
Yeah, really cool. Really cool thing. Dave, you have something from one of my favorite companies.
me, my favorite company too. It is going to be here today. I ordered it right when it went on sale. This is the Mac Mini from Satechi, the Mac Mini M4 standard hub with SSD enclosure. It's got USB A ports, as well as you can put in an NVMe SSD into the unit, as well as it's got an SD card reader, which is great. Fits perfectly under the M4 Mac Mini. You just plug it into one of the ports on the Mac Mini, and now you've got a bit of a hub there. And granted, it does have USB A ports, so which
Yeah.
was just, but I'm okay with that.
I mean, some people might actually want that. They're like, hey, I mean, the Mac Mini has a lot of USB C, but if you still need USB A for some reason, then this is actually pretty helpful.
Exactly. And then some folks are complaining, oh my God, it's going to take up a port on my Mac Mini. Well, there's two in the front and three in the back, so you can only have so many ports.
Exactly.
But really cool. It's $99.99, but I found a coupon, so I got it for $79.99. So
And
it's got
it's Thunderbolt,
a
right?
It's what?
Thunderbolt, like the
Thunderbolt, yes,
connection.
absolutely.
Oh,
It's
nice.
Thunderbolt connection. So, I like it. I'm gonna find an SSD drive, or if not, buy one and put it in there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean that is really cool. I mean the USB-A ports, yeah, you might still need it, or I don't know, do what I do and
The
have. I
3.2.
actually, yeah, it's like fine, but like the NVMe and then the SD card reader are super, super helpful because
I
like you
think
can
if
extend the storage of your new Mac Mini with some really nice external storage
Yeah, well,
and
I bought
fast.
not too long ago. I was on an OWC, had a really big sale on a similar, it's the size of the old Mac Mini. I think I was able to put drives in there, and I got that plugged into to the Mac Mini too, and on the side. So they've been around for a while. I'm thinking if they were to have been to add Thunderbolt ports onto this device, it would have been a lot more money. So I think I'm thinking Satechi's thought was, well, let's make it affordable, and but you're getting some expansion, which is great, and it looks nice because it's not going to be like we all said, we got stuck where I'm so bad with everything ever.
It looks, I mean,
My
it
arm
literally looks like
here.
the Mac Mini just grew a little bit. Like it's
Yeah,
literally
exactly.
like just it's the same footprint. It's just like it stacks basically. And yeah, and
Exactly.
I don't think Thunderbolt or USB-C are really necessary because you already have the ports on the Mini. So it, like adding more wouldn't really benefit you all that much. I mean, yeah, but sure you could do it, but does it have any benefit in doing so?
Can't wait to get my hands on it. It'll be here
Yeah.
soon.
And $99 is, yeah, it's a nice price.
That's quite a it's a steal, but
Yeah.
$79 is even better.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely
20%
true.
off coupon.
That's absolutely true. My cool thing is a app, a new app from the Icon Factory.
Oh
It's
yes.
Tapestry.
I
So
have
be
it.
careful
Oh,
when
I
you
love it.
search for it. Make sure it's Tapestry by Icon Factory and not because there's, I think, an education app or something that's also called Tapestry. It's probably more. The name is not super creative, I would call it. But I mean, Icon Factory, right? Really, really good design. Nice. Yeah, just a really nice app. And the idea of the app is, you have a lot of different feeds these days. You have your RSS feeds, you have your social medias, except for the ones that don't have API access anymore, but at least the ones that Mastodon and so on that still offer that, Blue Sky, all of that. Anything, basically, there's a lot of, say, information feeds. Whatever it is, I mean, news sites, your own website, whatever it is, like just RSS feeds of some sort. And they've basically built an app that shows it all in a combined timeline or multiple timelines. Because one of the really cool thing about the app is you can have as many timelines as you want. So you can say, hey, I want to have a, I don't know, a BTN Mac show timeline where all the news articles that would be relevant for the show, for example, show up. And I might have one for Mac Voices Live, for example, where I say there's other topics maybe that than what the Mac show is. And can basically present the same information or subsets of the same information in different ways. And it's a really cool app. It is free with in-app purchase. So there's certain features. I would have to look it up exactly what's included, what's not. I think some customizations are not included, but let's say the basic thing connecting to services and yeah, using it is free. The subscription is not expensive. It's like I think it's like $1.99 a month. Was it $20 a year or $80 if you want to have a lifetime? So it's not crazy expensive. I would say so at least. It's available on iOS and iPadOS. It does work on a Mac, but it's basically I think it's just the iPad app. They made it compatible.
Yeah, not a
So,
good experience.
yeah, that's. I mean, who knows? They might come out with a dedicated app in the future. But for now, at least it's iOS and iPadOS. It fully syncs over iCloud. It is customizable. It's accessible. You can use it as a read it later service, so marking things that you want to maybe have a look at again. So that's it, and it does connect. And they have this principle of they call it connectors. And there was a ton, when I looked at it yesterday, there was a ton of them. So as I said, like Mastodon was one, Blue Sky was one, RSS of course is one. They have like what's really cool in the onboarding. They kind of have already a set of things you might be interested in different categories that they suggest. It's like, hey, you want to follow? I don't know. make rumors, for example, or whatever. You want to like certain like there's like three or four options per category, basically. And say, hey, these are common things that people might be interested in. If you want, just one tap, it's added, and then you can add whatever you want later. So,
yep.
That's it. Really good app.
Yeah, the pricing is $1.99 for a month, $19.99 for a year, or $79.99 for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I support them when they have their it's either Indiegogo or Kickstarter.
Yes, I think it was a Kickstarter. Yes,
it was Kickstarter. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It was the so I got to play with the app for a while in beta
mm-hmm.
and test flight, and then once it as they released it live, because we were supporters, they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did it too. They gave me a lifetime license for nothing.
Oh no, I did. I didn't.
Wow.
Because I kind of missed that.
Oh, okay. Yep. So they So
wow.
as a reward for supporting them in Kickstarter, that they gave all folks who supported them a lifetime subscription.
Oh, that is really cool. Yeah.
For your life or the App Store's life. That's what they said.
Well.
Whichever comes first, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. Which one will survive longer?
Yeah. Good pick.
Good pick. Thank you.
Yeah, that's one of those companies that just anything they do is worth worth looking at.
Yeah.
It's so high quality, and they're such great supporters of everything else in the Apple community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they are.
I have to admit, I was a little surprised when I first saw this because, like, I didn't even realize Tumblr was still a thing.
It is. I think
it was. I know it's yes.
Post my podcast on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah. So that's great. You know, there's so many out there, and I would expect that they will expand their their coverage of it, or what's the proper word? I guess the inclusion of it.
Connectors. And the interesting thing is, you can build your own connectors. They have basically a way to create a connector and test it and whatever. There's a whole thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something custom that you want to do, I don't know how exactly it works. I haven't looked into it. I just saw it on a website. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You can build your own connector.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not X though.
Well, no. Well, unless they provide a connector. I mean, maybe.
Right.
Eventually they might. Who knows? I doubt it. But yeah. Anyway, something I don't doubt is that I'm very happy that both of you were here, and I want to thank you. And let's start with Dave this time around. Tell the nice people where they can find out more about you.
That was a lot of fun today. You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. Here on Fridays, the Mac Show on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night. As well as I'm on Blue Sky and Mastodon mostly at DaveG65. Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you. Thanks for being here. And thanks for also providing your show notes. So
absolutely
saving me some work. I mean, I did research one article extra, but most of it was from you.
No problem.
Chuck, how about you? I know you've been very busy posting a ton of really good content about not E3.
CES.
CES. Thank you. My brain just, well, whatever. Chuck, let us know more about that.
As Patrice said, we're in the midst of releasing our CES interviews. I'd love to tell you how many have been released and how many more there are to go. I have no idea.
So many.
We just,
a lot.
Yeah, I start at the top and go down, you know, We do not pick favorites. We do not post the best interviews up front or the worst at the back. We release them as we shot them, for lots of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of which is organization. But the general rule is if we stopped at a table, it's because I wanted to. I thought it was interesting, or Norbert did, and we wanted to talk to the people. If you end up seeing an interview about it, it meant that our suspicions were confirmed, and we wanted to talk to them, and we thought you might enjoy hearing from
mm-hmm.
them. All that is at macvoices.com. You can find me on the socials as at Chuck Joyner. And I want to do a call out, though, to once again, Patrice, the chat system is wonderful. Because the names it assigns to people, earlier there was Stupefied Nightingale, which is something that somebody needs There needs to be a band of that name or something,
Oh
but I just
yeah.
think
Yes.
that's brilliant. So, you know, if you don't log into the chat room and see some of these terrific nicknames that are assigned to you automatically, you're missing out.
You're definitely missing out, yeah. All right. What did I want to talk about? I think I wanted to talk about BTN, where you can reach out to them and to us and to me. So we are actually also on Mastodon, for example, at British Tech at techhangout.social, British Tech at techhangout.social. We are on Blue Sky at BritishTechNetwork.com. Not very hard to remember. We also, I think, still have an email address if you want to reach out to us. Send Ewan an email telling him that he missed the show again. BritishTech@gmail.com. Can do that. And yeah, me, of course, BritishTechNetwork.com. I should maybe mention that's our website if you don't know. Me, you can find every week here on the show. Big Show on Thursdays, Mac Show on Fridays. Usually with Jeff, just not this week. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the websites, the projects, the podcasts, the websites, yes. My brain is not working today, very clearly. The podcasts and the projects and literally everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. And I always have it handy. I have the Retro Rewatch mug, and I really like to show it because it's such a cool mug. RetroRewatch.com. It's a podcast that Jeff and I do. We're rewatching retro TV shows that I love and he has not seen before. And except for some excursions we did about Battlestar Galactica and MythBusters, we are right now in the middle of season two of Stargate SG-1. And a new one should be out shortly. I just have to finish the editing for it. So I'll probably next couple hours will be done. Thanks. Like, thank you so much, everybody. Thanks to the chat room, especially. It was really nice and lively today. The Third and Bob Beach were in there. And of course, you two were also in there and participating. So thank you, especially for being here, spending some of your valuable time in your workday, during your workday with us. And yeah, talk to you soon. Bye bye.